Alan, it was a positive start, but a heavy defeat in the end. What was your reaction?
I think, you know, in the first period of the game, we looked competitive, looked good, had some moments, scored a goal from free play, which is unusual for us, and almost scored a second. I mean, that was a crucial moment, Schmeichel's save. And then, unfortunately for us, a great goal from them. I mean, you know, I don't like to say that as an opposing manager, but the pass and the finish was kind of knocked us a little bit. But we still was good up until till half time, and then the start of the second half. And then when the second goal went in, that was when, unfortunately for us, and one of the few times I've experienced here where I thought confidence went and our belief went, and the third and fourth goals were coming, really. So that part of the game, not proud of at all, and nor should our players be. We can't let that happen. We might not be the best team, but we've got to fight and fight to the end.
How do you go about getting that confidence and belief back, though, in the players?
Yeah, it's difficult. We're going to have to, I think, I shook the pack a little bit today. I might have to shake it a little bit more next time, because the guys are working hard in training, but, you know, obviously only 11 can reflect us. So there doesn't seem to be too much difference at the moment between a lot of the players. So sometimes just shaking the pack will give you that belief and that chance of a victory. We knew today losing this game was going to make it all so difficult for us, and it is.
You gave Ollie Burke a start, and he created the goal, but then again his head seemed to go down after that.
Yeah, I mean, Ollie's a young player. Unfortunately, he's missed a lot of crucial work in when he's gone to Germany. He played, you know, a year sort of out of the game. Well, I know it's not out of the game, but he didn't get a lot of appearances and a lot of football. And that shows at times he drifts in games. And I'm not being critical of him, because he's got fantastic talent, as he's shown today. And he does some great moments, but there were times defensively he was costing us. And he needs to understand that. And, you know, we'll sit down with him, as we've sat down with a lot of players this week. And we've worked really, really, I mean, so much work we've put into today's game. And, you know, as a staff, you're scratching your head a little bit in terms of the scoreline. And that's what football does sometimes. But you have to keep working at it and try and get the best out of the team as we can.
Is this not now, though, an impossible situation?
Well, in terms of staying in the division, I think it is difficult. You look at our record of winning games. But football is weird. You just got to kind of keep digging away. And that's what we're going to have to do. There's no point saying we're going to win five of our next six, because the stats say that probably is impossible. But win the next game and you go from there. But today, some real quality from Leicester did us in.
I ask it again, what now for you?
Well, you know, with all due respect, I don't really want to speak about it at the moment. I have to reflect over the night and tomorrow. And I'm sure I'll speak to the people who are upstairs here, and we'll have a chat, because we probably need to, so it's okay. Fine
with that.
Would
you like to stay to the end of the season?
Well, you know, it's like anything. You know, I don't enjoy standing on the sideline and fans shouting at me that I don't care when I care so much. I can't run around from the sideline. I can only stand there and guide and, you know, lean on the work that we've done this week. And unfortunately, that hasn't come off for us today. But, you know, I'm long in the tooth. My skin's pretty thick, as you know. So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I think in reflection, in terms of what's happened here, it's tough. As I said on Thursday, if I'm not tough, then I've got no chance of players being tough. So I'll say as tough as I can.
Yeah, I've known you a while, and I've seen you probably as difficult, if not more than this. And I've never known you as a quitter.
No, and I don't want to quit, because I think that's a signal to the players, after all that I say to them, that's completely wrong. So as much as my pride's hurting and everything else, I'll show, as I've always shown, that I'll fight to the end, and that's what I'm going to do.